WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In our last episode, we looked at cold fronts, so this week it's on to warm fronts. A warm front is defined as the leading edge of an advancing mass of warm air and separates warm air from the colder air ahead of it. Normally, a front is a narrow band of transition, but narrow may not be the right term to use with warm fronts. The warm advancing air replaces colder air, but because the warm air can ride over the colder air near the ground, the transition zone of a warm front can be many miles wide. On a weather map, the location of a warm front is marked with a red line of half circles pointing in the direction of the front. Because of higher temperatures of the warm air mass and thus less density, mixing between the two air masses is unlikely. Being lighter, that warm air is unable to displace the cooler air mass and instead is forced upward along the upper boundary of the cold air in a process known as overrunning. The boundary between the two air masses has a gradual slope where lifting is slow but persistent. As the air mass rises into regions of lower pressure, it expands and cools. As it cools, water vapor condenses and forms an extensive cloud cover. The first clouds to form along the sloping surface of the cold air are high cirrus clouds, which thicken to cirrus stratus and altostratus. Once the clouds have thickened to about 2,500 meters from the Earth's surface, rain can begin to fall from nimbostratus clouds. If the air mass is relatively stable, rainfall will increase until the front reaches the location, at which time the clouds can extend all the way to the ground as fog and low stratus clouds. Once a warm front passes, the location experiences quick warming and a clearing sky. If the air mass is unstable, thunderstorms may precede and follow the front. For us in the northern hemisphere, a warm front causes a shift of wind from east or southeast to south or southwest. So what happens if neither cold air nor warm air is advancing? Well, that's the topic for the next edition of WeatherBrains 101. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.